weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Ever wondered what a conductor does all day? Well, Jan Moore has been along to the Cambridge Philharmonic Family Concert to find out just that, and she's also been looking at what concerts the Cambridge Philharmonic were presenting for the rest of their season.
Have you ever wondered what a conductor actually does? Tim Redmond recently introduced packed audiences at West Road Concert Hall to the history and mystery of conducting. He explained how the composer Lully would use a stick thumped on the floor to keep those early players in time. Of these concerts with his brother, including in the Royal Albert Hall, so we were really pleased that here he was in West Road. And he was determined to involve the audience and chose Stravinsky's Firebird for a mass conducting lesson.
An orchestra works like this. The front desks look at each other and they've got lots of eye contact. And every desk behind watches the one in front. But the most important person is the leader, Steve. And the entire orchestra, the wind, and the brass, and sometimes even the percussion. Look at the leader and their bow to know where to play. And for many years, a lot of people, including Mozart's dad, thought that that was the best way of conducting.
I had a chance to talk to Angela Bennett from the Cellos about this very different kind of concert, and to Tim himself and a group of young enthusiastic conductors.
Angela, could you tell me what it's like playing for a family concert, very different sort of audience from the one that we normally get in West Road for the Cambridge Phil?
Well, it's actually really good playing to an audience that's mainly children. Well, for a start, my young children can come to the concert and they really enjoy it. And it's a shorter concert, so they can concentrate. No one really minds if they make a noise. So they can really experience us playing some proper music that isn't simplified for children in a kind of low stress setting for them. So they don't, you know, no one's going, shut up, shut up. So I think it's really good for them. Otherwise, they'd have to rely on listening to concerts, to recordings of orchestras. I think Tim does a really good job of programming things that he knows children will really relate to, so exciting things.
And this concert's going to be very interactive, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We're hoping to get some of them having a go at conducting the orchestra, maybe joining in with some of the singing, not sure.
You've all come up to talk to Tim, our conductor. What did you like best about the concert?
Well, I really like how he made everyone do what they're supposed to do and not everyone just going off on their own.
So you liked him explaining how the orchestra worked. And what? So do you think you really know what a conductor does now? That's the big question.
You think you do? Good.
You look really interested in the batons and things.
Yeah.
Do you fancy being a conductor then?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And you too, do you want to be conductors now? Did you want to be conductors before? They're shaking their heads. And I'm going to ask our conductor how he thought the concert went and how much preparation he had to do. So how did you plan for this concert, Tim?
Well, I decided it would be a good idea to have music from as many eras as we could, so we could hear. So we just discovered that conductors have been there throughout time, but work in different ways. And of course, we're an orchestra, so it has to be a certain kind of music. And then once I had the range of music, then I did quite a lot of work on how we might join those things together. And I didn't know which order the music would go in to start with. And in the end, we decided to go for a sort of chronological trip through time. But I think it went rather well. I mean, you can always tell when an audience is with you because they're quiet and they listen. And there was great attention throughout, and there was some lovely conducting going on, not only from the two young conductors who came to conduct the orchestra, but from the whole audience. I've never seen a whole audience conduct Stravinsky in their first conducting lesson before.
There was a wonderful moment out there, actually, when everybody was conducting.
Yeah.
And everybody was really just following, and it was a great thing. I think it's a really, really wonderful idea for a concert. And I'm now watching a whole little group of people who are conducting us, I think.
Oh, I think they are.
I think they are conducting the conductor.
Three separate conductors going on and five people on the podium at the same time.
So Tim is going to sign them all up for his course at the Guildhall. Thank you very much. Enjoy the second show.
I might speak
to you again later.
Okay.
So from a family concert to the rest of the Cambridge Philharmonic season. As the venue for the Cambridge Philharmonic's debut performance 130 years ago, King's College Chapel holds a special place. The Society looks forward to performing Brahms' German Requiem there in March, alongside Janáček's thrilling Sinfonietta, for which the Society is joined by outstanding brass players from the Guildhall School. Cambridge Philharmonic is proud to champion music by composers of today, and in May the Society gives Cambridge premieres of two exceptional works, John Adams' exquisitely beautiful musical response to 9/11 on the transmigration of souls, and Thomas Addis's dramatic America, A Prophecy. Addis, one of Cambridge's most phenomenally successful musical alumni, is a composer with whom Tim Redmond has worked very closely for many years. It's a great delight that his work will be performed this year by the Cambridge Philharmonic. The season ends with epic music by Parry, Elgar and Strauss, befitting the splendour of Ely Cathedral and its ringing acoustic. Cambridge Philharmonic looks forward to seeing you at a concert. So go on the website and have a look at the dates and book your tickets.
Jan Moore reporting there. And I must say, I went to, not the one that Jan was at, but I went to a previous family concert from the Cambridge Philharmonic. Fantastic. I thoroughly recommend it. So keep a look at the programme at those items which Jan mentioned, also to see when the next family concert is taking place. Well worth a visit on that.